Utah Representative Jason Chaffetz says much of the crowd who showed up at his town hall meeting last night should feel embarrassed for their behavior, but some of the crashers insist Chaffetz was the one who should be sheepish. KSL News Radio's Brandon Bodley has the story. She's live in the KSL 24-hour news center now.
Sandy, it was standing room only, and as Chaffetz took questions from a crowd without a moderator or a mic, groups erupted multiple times, shouting, yelling, booing.
It's a small faction. It is not representative of the greater community.
That's Chaffetz there blaming it on out-of-staters and Democrats who can't comprehend a future with Donald Trump as president. Meanwhile, Donald Aguirre, co-founder of Utah Indivisible, admitted he had plenty of group members, including himself there, who are from Utah but not Chaffetz district. But he says blaming it on Democrats doesn't make sense.
He's not elected to just represent Republican. He's there to represent all Utahns.
Still, Aguirre says he has to give him credit for at least holding the town hall. He's down at Mia Love's office today asking her to do the same. Live, Brianna Bodley, KSL News Radio.
And President